Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Everyday people buy electronic devices at lots of different stores, or even buy them off of people selling them on eBay, either new or used, or giving them around or whatever. And what you may not realize is that with smart devices, especially these days, there's lots of things that are on those devices or can be associated with those devices that if the device ended up in somebody else's hands, they might be able to do something with it, and something bad. So for example, in this article from Tripwire, there was somebody had said something about an LG Smart TV was returned to us by a customer and it had their credit card credentials in it. Why didn't they do a factory reset first? It's a good idea, right? And that's true with, again, you know, smartphone. And I actually had a neighbor of mine ask me, somebody wanted to sell me an iPhone that had the iCloud lock on it. And I told him, no, that's not something you want to do because that means you can't reset it and can't, that's bad, right? And if you don't have their password, it could be that the phone's stolen or whatever. When you give a device away to somebody now, you can't just give it to them. These devices are now connected to, you know, some service or something, right? And even my old Roku that I don't use anymore, it's still associated with my Roku account. Even if I factory reset it or whatever, if I don't factory reset it, I still need to somehow get it. And you know, before I give it to somebody, I need to remember to turn it on and plug it in and remove it from my account and all that stuff. But that's something, it's just a reality these days. It's kind of like the computer, you could factory, essentially reformat it and start over, but you'd be surprised how often that doesn't happen. And yeah, it's a security risk. There's so much of our, of our stuff, right? Or so much of our life is now on these mobile devices. I mean, I wouldn't dream of giving my phone even to my kids, right, without doing a factory reset on it and setting up as a new device kind of thing, just because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on there, a lot of passwords, a lot of things. And so you need to be mindful of this, guys. When you're acquiring new devices, I suppose if you want to look around and see, I suppose you can look at a device, but if you're going to sell a device, by all means, find the factory reset instructions and make sure that it's make sure that it's cleaned off. You really got to do that, otherwise your data might end up in somebody else's hands, and if there's somebody that is less scrupulous than you are, then that data could be used against you, or you could find that your credit card's been charged a lot, or somebody has access to your bank account or your social media accounts or whatever. Just need to be careful about it, and so just be aware of that as you're dealing with electronics and putting stuff in, before you return it even to the store, right? Or if you sell it, then make sure that you've done the factory reset on it so that somebody can, so that nobody has access to your stuff, even accidentally. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.